Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Still to the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Morning.
I'm very distracted because Marcos, like, came in hot on the camera. I don't know what you just did with your toothpick.
Dude, you made us dizzy.
You look like you're about to hustle a pool game with a toothpick in your mouth.
It was a lollipop stick. Thank you very much. It was a Jolly Rancher lollipop stick.
And, oh, those things are tasty.
Don't be a wise guy.
What flavor?
This one was watermelon.
Oh, watermelon. I'm just going to say, you know that's a favorite with my people.
Pretty good. Oh, in the Horn household, of course.
Let me tell you the other flavor.
What?
That green apple.
Solid.
Oh yeah.
Is there a bad flavor of Jolly Rancher? I don't know if there is.
Yes.
Orange,
lemon.
Is there? I don't know if there is.
Yeah. I've never heard of a lemon.
I am an expert on the Jolly Rancher.
Lemon.
Okay. Orange. I even like the cherry. But you know what I hate with these companies? Like, they have a home run. Then they try to chop it up into three singles. So then you'll have Jolly Rancher Chewies, Jolly Rancher Lollipops, Jolly Rancher Ropes. Like, no.
Sour Patch Kids is definitely guilty of that.
Wait, what about Jolly Rancher Candy Canes?
My favorite is Sour Patch Original and then Giant Sour Patch Kids. I'm like, oh.
Now, I will say this. They get an exception because there is nothing better than going to the store and getting a whole bag of Sour Patch watermelon.
That is good. Let's get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Jimmy Butler had a little team gathering at his Bahamas house yesterday. And he was not having Nikola Jovic go into the ocean because he thinks going into the ocean is stupid. And Nico was not listening to Jimmy Butler because
he's an intangible.
Well, I didn't mean
that's an intangible.
Okay. I don't like that.
Hey, did he have to say that to Bam?
Well, I mean, the only person he was yelling at was Nico.
Right. I'm telling you.
Crazy. Hey man, you're not in Serbia no more, man. What? You're not in Serbia no more, bud.
When you get out there, I would never. I can't swim either. But I just like the view. The view's great.
What? I'm still.
Wow.
So. Notice. Now, here, let's be clear. I can swim.
Okay.
From a very early age. That's not it.
It's the ocean.
And I'm just tell you like it is.
Is it the critters?
The critters. Mm. Now, I've gone in the ocean before. When we went to Jamaica, me and Fonz and Rebecca and Mel got in the ocean. We want put the little goggles on. We wanted to see if we could see any fish. Then two barracuda went by. Let me tell you, that ended that quick because they look menacing, and they teeth ain't lined up. They got look like blenders in their mouth. But I remember one time I was at the beach with somebody, and they go into the water, and then, oh, come on. Now, I had to get in the water because the sand was hot. So I figured I'd just go in, get my feet wet, or whatever. I go in, right? Then one of the friends, come on. Something nibbled on my leg, so I turned and ran too. They go, you got one too? I say, no, but while I'm standing around, you got it, I'm out. Like, yeah. So, like, it's a cultural thing, and it's not a matter of whether you can swim or not. It's just I've always been extremely
cautious of the ocean.
Because guess what? Let me ask you a question. It's a fair question.
Hmm?
You ever turn on the TV and watch the news, and they start talking about sharks?
Yeah.
And they say a black person got bit by a shark?
Well,
okay. Okay.
I will say most of the time I see somebody with a nub, intangibles.
Right. Because you know why? And here's why. I blame the intangibles. Right? Here's why. You go in the water, you see a fish, you want to play with the fish. You get your arm bit off. And then so all the people who aren't familiar with the fish, with the ocean, say, you know what? The hell with that ocean. Right? But if you would go in there, it's just like gators. Right? Why are we putting our head in gators? Why we got a show, right?
I really like.
There's a video of somebody getting bit. So guess what? I don't mess with gators.
I really do like, though, going in the ocean and like snorkeling and seeing the, like, it's just peaceful, man.
No,
it's so peaceful.
You come back like this.
No, I never did. Yeah. It's not going to happen. They say it's more likely to get struck by lightning.
You gonna swim away, Speedy?
No. They say it's more likely to get struck by lightning than it is bit by a shark.
Huh?
They say it's more likely to get struck by lightning than it is bit by a shark.
Well, guess what? I can't remember the last time I heard man got struck by lightning. But I can't remember man get bit by a shark.
Happens all the time. And I'll tell you where it happens. On that damn golf course you go on.
Really? Never? No.
Or am I just taking a Caddyshack reference?
Yes. Because when... Here's the thing. When lightning gets within 5 miles, a siren goes off on the golf course. Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel like when I'm in the ocean, right? Especially like I'm snorkeling at the peanut and I'm looking around. If the fish are calm, that means the seas are calm. That means no sharks are around. So I feel okay.
If they going around and you see
if they look a little ominous, they're like a little squirrely, then I'll head on. Oh yeah, when
I do know that. When the little fish are going crazy, even in the sea, that's where you fish.
Yeah. That to me is where it is. But listen, Nico, I don't know if they got beaches like that in Serbia.
No, they don't. See, again, intangibles. They're very like curious.
Right? What?
He's like, wow, we don't have this in Serbia. I'm gonna go in. It's warm. I wonder if there's any fish in here. And Jimmy's like, no, that's you don't like, no. I was feeling like I was starting to get a little. You know, because that's the warm water. So there's always fish there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't go away for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Or for the summer.
I'm sure Jimmy's got himself a nice Airbnb he's staying at there, too. So
did you hear the music?
That's like undisturbed.
Now,
you know?
I will say this. And see, I would have figured this would have been the first thing you notice.
Hmm?
We supposed to be in the middle of camp.
Yeah.
And he got a little sippy cup of something.
Oh, dude.
You didn't notice that.
I think Spo's going to have a hard practice this morning.
Hey, did you see it with the lip?
He's got the sippy sips. I saw there's one picture, I'll get it for you, of Nico. He's just floating in the water with a beer. Now just so if everybody shows up today to the morning workout, a little, you know, beat up, you're going to know why.
So wait, Nico, hold on. First of all, I'm always going to be in a position where I can see or have an idea what's coming. So I ain't going to lay back in the water without no eyes on the water. So that's even crazier. Look, guys, I'm floating. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. See, that's what I'm saying.
He's just peaceful, you know? It's peaceful.
That's peace. Yep. To one of them animals come and get right. Even Jay Figg is saying that. An ocean aficionado. You don't turn your back to the water.
I don't think that's true. I think when you're in shallow range
says
like that.
Says the intangible.
No. That's not fair. Because you guys are looking at this. See, a shark would need to like get a ramp up if it's going to attack you like that from the bottom. You know?
Really?
So I think that's not true. Nico,
because
I think so.
It almost looks like you're trying to swim away, and that's when they attack. Think about this. And Jay Figg said her dad say that. And then Jay Figg dad say something. We listening.
Because
he got bit. Anyway. I know for a gator, if you're standing up,
yeah,
you look bigger and they're threatened. But if you're laying flat, then they attack.
We just completely lied to Pella Larson about the zigzag thing.
Oh, my God. You did. You told him. Of course you did. Just run zigzag. Look at that.
Checking in on Nico. He's just pounding beers while floating in the ocean.
Uh-oh, look. Oh, he ain't even about that water. Look. He ain't even got water clothes on.
Scary Terry.
Scary Terry got he's so dressed so far away from getting in that water. And you know what he's thinking? If I wear these clothes with this hat, there's no way they're gonna even suggest I go get in the water.
No one's even gonna suggest a little Marco Polo.
Right.
So glad everyone's enjoying themselves after the longest summer they've ever had.
That's what I'm saying. Wait. That's what I'm just.
So
I'm surprised.
Happy.
I'm surprised, to be honest with you, the approach that you've taken with this. The you key and yucking it up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you were mad that they even went there.
Damage is done. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Damage is done, huh? You haven't seen Damage, my friend. You haven't seen Damage yet.
First of all, I've been very excited seeing the quotes come out of Heat Camp.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's talking about how exciting the offense is that Spo has gotten in the lab. Yeah, that so they have, they're punishing they're punishing everyone for taking middies, for taking mid-range shots.
Here's what I hate. The offense... You can design. Spo is an excellent designer of basketball plays. You gotta make the shots.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this has gone south on us, right? It hasn't gone south with not having open shots. It's gone south with not making the open shots.
I think that's their thought is, and like the aficionados of the analytics, which I am not. We're saying that the Heat were taking a lot of trash shots last year. A lot of covered shots, a lot of non-efficient shots. They lived in the middies too, which, you know, are you know, necessary in playoff basketball. But
you know why?
You know, when
movement in the beginning of the shot clock. So they weren't running offense. One or two guys would just dribble, and then get the 4 seconds and somebody got to rush a shot. That's what happened a lot.
So apparently, I was reading in the Miami Herald in Anthony Chang's article, what they're doing is anything in the restricted area at the rim, 3 points in scrimmages. Mid-range, 1 point.
Oh.
So, Spo's working it, dude. But in the meanwhile, it's just a little camaraderie, Frog Boy. Why are you going to be
It's cool. Wait a minute.
Earned it.
Wait, can we just say this? Minus one for flip-floppery.
The facts have changed.
No minus one
Bam.
Minus one.
They were celebrating Jimmy's birthday yesterday. Nothing wrong with
that's
that.
Right, that's
about a two-a-day in.
Less than a week ago, you about had a fit.
I don't know.
It's too early. Too soon for this.
What do you mean?
Dude, you flipped. This was quicker.
No,
quicker than the pancake right here.
It's more important to me.
This is quicker than the pancake.
I will explain why. And I can understand why you're saying that. But
because it is.
What's more important to me is vibes. And for this team, the vibes need to be right going into the season. So I will allow them to be in paradise if the vibes are right.
I'm going to tell you.
They appear to be.
The vibes don't need to be right. The health needs to be right.
Fair.
The amount of games played needs to be right.
That's fair.
Okay. So.
That's fair.
If Jimmy plays 70 games, the vibes around that facility are going to be real nice.
I know.
Promise you.
But,
so what are we doing?
I like
Stop
it.
Making just stuff up.
Little party, baby.
You're making stuff up. Oh,
just,
now
just a little party,
now
baby.
A little party.
Just a little party, baby.
I don't even know who you are. I do not know who you are.
It's perfect. I'm already seeing it right now. You can change the mantra. They're the hardest drinking, most liquored up, toughest to watch team I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, Marcos, yeah. I cannot believe what this guy's doing to us today.
I don't understand it.
Do you know we had to endure a whole week before media day?
That's fair.
Right?
Caron Butler eased my worries, though. You know, he said the culture goes wherever.
Wait.
Must be nice.
Caron Butler works for the Heat.
Yeah.
In no way, shape, or form is he going to ever suggest that what the Heat are doing is not appropriate. Could you imagine Caron say, we'd be on the Air Force Base or something. he works for the Heat.
Nico looks like a drunk polar bear.
No, I got to tell you. Now, I'm going to tell you the funny thing about it. It's only 7 feet of water, so he's standing up.
Oh, man. He's just laid back. He's like, no more sneaking in the Han.
He's kind of far out there.
Yeah, but it's like a sandbar. Not too deep. Just having some fun, baby.
What? Dude, I got on one of the little things, right? And went out and The guy goes, be careful, that's 100 feet of water.
Dead
and you know
says,
what I did?
Hmm?
I turned around and I paddled in.
Dead South says, this has been a banner week for fraudulence. First, yes. Pushka, then flip-flopping on the Bahamas.
You, can I, Tobes, can what? I just tell you?
Hmm?
Not your best week. I'm going to just say this.
I disagree.
Your flip-floppery has been in rare form this week.
I cannot wait for basketball. I am excited. I'm sure
what? You cannot do Babushka for a month. That's your punishment. No.
That's such a great bit about him drinking in the ocean.
Marcos, Babushka's off limits.
Seems like the only way that we can justify your actions, you got to take a suspension.
Yes.
So Babushka suspended till November 4th?
Yes.
Or is it retroactive to the 30th?
No, because you did it since
then. You did Babushka when you got back in the building.
Fine.
Yeah. You tried to come. No. No.
This is my calendar.
November 4th. B-Day.
B-Day. I'm telling you, I don't care. We're going to watch some preseason games and regular season going to start. Absolutely nothing.
Damn, when is the first game I can talk about it, though?
Oh, man.
Hold on. Season starts on the 23rd.
Wow, you got at least
a week and a half of season.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be hard. Nico go throw up a couple of bricks.
Oh, God forbid he has a career high within those first couple games. We'll never know what.
Knicks contract.
Come on, let me bring back for the 30th, baby. Knicks.
Listen, the fraudulence that you came showed on Monday, it should be more severe.
So, what's my punishment if I break suspension?
You have to ask Nico a question in Babushka's voice.
Yes.
And then when he says, like, when he begins to ask you, just go back to your normal voice and pretend it didn't happen. Just wait. Excuse me. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. It is a Football Friday. We got lots of action to get to back after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take guys up until 2 here on the program. We got, you watch that game, Leroy. We had a good Thursday night game last night, baby.
Can I just say this? I had Kirk Cousins under.
Oh, no. He
did. You could have probably did doubled. Kirk Cousins times 2. That's crazy. And I still would have lost.
But you said yesterday, you're like, no way the under's hitting.
No. I'm talking about less than 250 yards.
Oh, man. Oof. And you had overtime, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, I thought when he threw that interception, I'm like, that's curtains.
Kirk Cousins.
That's curtains. This is what? This is two they've pulled out. They've pulled out two wins from the jaws of defeat. This has been a very impressive showing by the very un-Falcons-like.
Very rarely in a game like that close, does one guy throw for 500 and the other guy only throws for 180? It just doesn't happen. Usually it's a shootout.
Yep. Crazy, man.
Almost 700 yards. I mean, you could probably go 3 football games this weekend and it won't add up. It'll just barely get to 700 yards.
Kirk Cousins yesterday, as Leroy was saying, 42 of 58, 509 yards, 4 tutties, 1 pick.
Oof. Man. It's not that he threw a pick, but it was win.
Yeah, it was a rough one. it was a rough one, and you thought it was over then for him, but nope. Holding call, moved back the Bucks. They had the punt.
What's crazy is that's 2 defensive minded coaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cooked.
Crazy, man.
Kirk Cousins was picking them apart early. Like, I'm like, why is there so much space? But that's what that cover 2 does. That cover 2 leaves the middle of the field open and they dare you to throw it because they're betting that you can't be accurate. Yeah, and if you're just a little off or a little short, a defender can get a hand on it.
You mentioned that about Tua, like, you know, he's not afraid to go over there because that's been one thing that's been frustrating, I think, watching these backups is that, goes over. They did the first throw of the damn game, waddle over the middle, and, like, we never saw it again.
Because it's frightening. People, you don't understand. That is for a quarterback. For some quarterbacks, like, walking in a landmine. Because the linebackers, the safeties, everybody is reacting to the football. If you don't look them off and create a little bit of space, right, then it gets real tight real quick. So, like, yeah, I've been saying that from the beginning when people say, what does Tua do? And I'm like, yeah, man, watch football. They don't really throw it in the middle of the field. That's why everybody says cover 2 is terrible. But it really isn't. Because if you play cover 2 like last night and your quarterback is accurate, then you can pick cover 2 apart.
Well, last night, Falcons, they get to 3-2. 36-30 was the final in OT. Fun division, strangely. I think we all kind of thought the division, but
scoring a bunch of points.
All the offenses seem to be humming in the South. Even the Panthers are kind of getting into it ever since Red Rifle took over. So who would have thought?
Yeah,
who would have thought? I'm praying that what is the over under for the? I didn't even look. What is the over under for the Dolphins game this week?
Oh no,
the Dolphins and what?
Dolphins, Patriots.
39.
36 and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the lowest of the, that's got to be the lowest of the week.
Yes.
Didn't one team score more than that yesterday?
Yeah.
There's only one game that's lower.
What?
Can we guess?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say, who do the Raiders play?
Broncos.
There you go.
Yep. 35. I was going to say,
who do the Raiders play? Who do the Broncos play?
35 and a half is the lowest over under of the week. And then the Dolphins at 36 and a half. Dolphins 1-point dogs in New England, both 1-3.
Say that to yourself again. The Dolphins are 1-point dogs to New England.
Yep. Yep.
Who are admittedly a dumpster fire.
Yep. Yep. Trying. I mean, kind of trying. I don't know. Beat the Bengals week one, and then they lost to Seattle, got smoked by the Jets and smoked by the Niners. Man. Football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Football Friday. Well, which?
There's always the Canes.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I got to wait too late, though.
Tomorrow night is going to be a fun night for me. Canes and fighting. I'm excited.
Yep.
Two Can TVs, I have two a, cheeks on the couch.
I have a bone to pick with a popular business.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But I just want to let you guys know, Football Friday brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. We'll take a break. Leroy will have a bone to pick with somebody. Coming up next. And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We'll get to Leroy picking an issue with a... coming here in just a second, but I want to let Heat fans know this Monday the Heat will host their annual Red, White, and Pink game presented by Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute, an open exhibition that will include the Heat's 2024-25 roster. Tickets are only $7 a piece, and proceeds benefit care and research at the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. For more information, visit heat.com/tickets. So if you guys want to see your team up and close for a great price and a great cause, Monday, Red, White, and Pink game, we will be broadcasting that game. Kind of like a free flow. It's not like a play-by-play. Salon and I will be doing some like, and Tommy Ty, I guess, will be doing some like, I'm sorry, Tom. If you're not doing it, Tommy, I didn't mean to recruit you.
Oh, look at that, dude. Making Tommy work.
If you say he, you say Tommy Ty. So
I feel like Tommy's going to be there. I feel like he is. Wow, but if he's not, I apologize, Tommy. You know, this is what happens. I need to have more meetings about things. But I know for sure I'm supposed to be there. But anyway, 6 o'clock is when I believe the broadcast begins. We'll kind of free flow. We'll see what's going on. I mean, it's an open run, guys. It's not like they're getting locked down. But you're going to, I will say, cool dunks. A lot of cool dunks in the open. I remember Jaime Hawkins put on a show last year. He was doing full court catching lobs from Lowry. So it's a fun show. Red, White, and Pink game coming up Monday. And you guys can get your tickets, heat.com/tickets. Leroy, go ahead, buddy. What is your what's
so, the issue? I have a cracked filter.
Ah.
In my pool. The,
yes.
You know, the thing you put the little thing in, it's the cartridge. So I had to buy one. First of all, I called the pool guy around here. They quoted me $1,800.
Shoo.
Now, right. So I told them to kick rocks. Right. It was a joke because the part costs anywhere from $900 to $1,100. And all you have to do is unscrew the pipes because you know it comes with the attachments, put the other one in and screw them in.
Right.
So how is that $800 for is beyond me. So they can kick rocks. Okay. They look me in my face knowing I know how much it costs because I said I could get one for like $700 or $800. They go, we won't put it in unless you buy it from us. And then they quote me that. So I like, they knew that I knew what was going on. So I go into Amazon. I find one And it says it'll be here on the 8th. This was earlier in the week.
Okay.
Now, one of the reasons why I picked him, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, you go on Amazon, you figure out when you need it, and whoever says they can get it to you by that time, you get it.
Of course.
Right, because you got Prime. It costs, because it's heavy, $200
to ship
to get it on the 8th.
Okay.
So I said...
So you paid extra delivery?
Yes, because otherwise it was going to come... Well, no, it said if you don't do anything, it's free if it comes on the 8th.
Okay.
If you want it on the 3rd, which was yesterday, right? Because I did it early, beginning of the week. If you want it on the 3rd, $200.
Mm.
Well, I said, well, my pool's leaking. I don't want to ruin anything else because of the pressure.
Right.
So
right.
I said, okay, $200.
Fast as possible.
I'll eat it. Right.
You'll eat it.
So... Usually, when you use Amazon and you use these companies, they ship it right away.
Now, let me just ask you real quick.
Sure.
Sometimes when you go to Amazon, even if you have Amazon Prime, you got some squirrely ones. Was this one an Amazon Primer? Like, did you pick one that was in Amazon Prime?
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
All right.
Okay.
Should be a guarantee.
The whole time, it said delivery on the 3rd, which was yesterday.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, cool. I went and got the stuff I needed to change the screws or whatever. Boom, 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 boom. Yesterday comes. Right? Nothing.
Are you checking the updates?
Yes.
The updates?
It says, be here by 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Right.
Huh.
Then I get an email. Just shipped your package.
Hmm?
It'll be here on the 10th.
What?
Right now.
Oh.
If I would have just got it on regular shipping, I would have got it on the 8th for free.
No two hundy.
Right. So what pisses me off is, hey, buddy, Amazon is not eBay. They have a standard, and when you buy stuff as a Prime member, that you should get your stuff. That's what you pay for. Everybody loves that Prime thing.
If there is not one thing that we have Amazon for, the reason they have put everybody out of business is because we get things ridiculously fast and I don't have to go anywhere.
Right. So I go on Amazon. I punch in my little issue. We'll get back to you in a couple of days. I'm like, so you're going to get to me after the time where I should have already had what I bought. And so, like, I don't know how to do it. Because Amazon's, hey, buddy, no, you can't do business with us.
They should
Amazon should kick their ass off of Prime.
They should ban them.
They should ban them.
You got to give them a bad review.
What is a review going to do? I promise you, nobody's going to buy the crap that I had to buy from them.
If you give them a bad review, even if they know, and you know what you should do, you should do a video bad review. We should send this and put it on their little review thing.
Yeah,
bums.
I'll flip this for you, dude.
So bums.
I'm waiting all the way up until 8 o'clock because it said it was gonna get there before 8 o'clock. Then I get the damn email. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, there better be like, you know.
And so I said. I better get my $200 back because it was free shipping. I'm getting it after free shipping.
Ridiculous.
So that's my mind is blown by this. Like, people get mad at me because I talk about customer service. That is customer service at its worst. Because again, I had other options.
You should definitely have you like written in? They said 2 days.
Huh?
And so you wrote Amazon and they said it won't be for another 2 days. They won't help you.
Get a hold of the seller.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Because even Amazon, like if someone don't fit, usually it'll be like, return to your Amazon account. They'll at least give you a credit.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Ridiculous.
So that is the problem. Yes, it was a Prime product. I wanted to get it quick, so I checked all of those things.
Of course.
I know what the delivery said. You know you can get it either next week or you might pay $10 more for the same item, but you'll get it later on in the day. And if you need it, you just go ahead on and eat the $10.
Well, especially if the status, here's the thing that pisses you off. Because if the status says it's going to be there by 8, you can normally cancel something before it ships and you'll get a refund. That's the way it's supposed to work. And so the way that they okey-doked you and said, oh, it's going to be here by 8, not here by 8, and then shipped it. So now you can't refund it because until it gets there. Yeah, that's a dirty move. You got to hit them with a bad review.
Well, because here's the other problem. If you cancel it, by the time it gets to your credit card, you're going to be out twice the amount of money for the same product if you buy it again. Right. So it's like, dude, like... I'm so pissed off about this because you can buy the same item from 50 different places.
Let's hit them.
Where is it coming from? Austin, let me see.
Let's hit them with the ultimate punishment, which of course is the bum gun squad.
Yeah.
Because this is ridiculous behavior and cannot stand here on this show with their art of deception. They you know, it's a minus one for deception and hit it with the bum guns.
Minus one for deception. Fire the bum guns.
So now, and here's the other thing. If it was coming from a place with delayed shipping because of the hurricane or whatever, then that should be on the thing.
It should tell you immediately, yeah.
Right. Now expected October 10th. So now it's expected after the date that they originally said if I didn't overnight it. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to tell you right now where it's coming from. It's coming from Texas.
Really?
Yes.
Surprised it's not coming from, like, why wouldn't a Florida warehouse have, like, all the pool stuff, you would think?
Because they might not be on Amazon, and because you have to understand, in Florida, don't nobody want to sell nothing cheap. Don't know, but they don't care down here. They don't care. So if they could do, if they could sell 10 of the same items, but be $100 less, they'd rather sell charge $100 more and only sell 3. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
They have pools in Texas?
Huh?
They have pools in Texas or just lakes?
Nothing. Dude, it's bone dry in Texas.
What is it? I don't know, dude. I don't know. Last time I was in Texas, it was Dallas. Place sucked. No offense to anybody from Dallas, but you know, Mark Cuban can go to hell. the place was dreary.
So, yeah.
I mean, granted, it was the winter, but, you know, still.
Florida, residential pools.
So here's the thing. Let me explain. So
Texas,
I was supposed to get it on the 3rd, right?
Yeah, we got it.
It says package has left the carrier facility this morning.
Yeah,
the problem is not.
No, I get it. You're more pissed about the 200 than you are the delivery.
I'm more pissed that he took away my options by being giving me bad customer service.
There's no way they shouldn't give you that money back.
No, they should, but that's not the point. I needed the item.
I know, but the bigger thing is they screwed you out of 200.
Yeah, but you understand.
That I know you want the item.
I have a crack.
No. So, look, I get it. Right. But I'm saying, but the dirtiest part of it, like stuff does get delayed.
Listen, they got me for 200. I'll get that back.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is when you can buy from 10 different places and you pick one and they screw you over. So now you can't use the other ones unless you buy an additional one. That's what pisses me off.
You sure they got pools in Texas, Marcos?
Not a lot. I'm looking at a list here. They have 800,000 pools, residential-wise. Florida, the top of that list, with 1.5 million. And no one else even comes close to those two. But Texas is way bigger than us, right? They should have more pools.
They should.
Not necessarily. But
then there's basically Texas that's kind of like Oklahoma. And I don't know if Oklahoma's got a pool around.
California, 1.3 million. Wyoming, only 3,000.
Well, yeah, because you know how hard it is to take care of a pool in the winter?
Mm. Yeah, you got to cover it. You got to have that spring cover on it.
You got to put the antifreeze in the pipes.
Whew. That sucks.
Well, take a break. When we come back, Odell Beckham Jr. Speaks to the media. He had his first full practice with the Dolphins yesterday. We'll hear from OBJ next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.